Are you a truck backing up? Ah, yes. Well, my oldest isn't obsessed with trucks, so that's what my mind went to, Amanda. All right, let's do this. Welcome. This is Jill. Don't know. We've never done one like this before. 'Cause it feels like our banter is the episode. We're talking about Halloween. All right, but not just Halloween because it actually applies to all sorts of different things, but specifically dressing up and costumes. I love making costumes. It is one of my great loves. So, this was a very good one to get to know me on because, like I said, I love it. It's a passion. In fact, I don't, did you know, Amanda, that when I was researching grad schools, they're so opposite that I don't know how I got away with this, but I was torn between like doing costume design in grad school and library science. And so obviously I went the library science route, but I was researching and like weighing my options between these two grad programs. So I almost went into costume design, which I'm glad I didn't because then you and I never would have met. So, yeah. I know. I mean, in my humble way, I could totally be a costume designer. But yeah, pretty much am. That's why we picked this one for me, and hopefully we've got some good things to share with everyone. I think we should dive on in. Close. You are close. So six, my oldest is six. Well, my middle one turns four a couple days before Halloween. So she's pretty much four, and then one and a half. It is outdated, yes. So I don't know how to 6 4 and 1.5, is that too complicated? Thank you. Oh. Thank you. It's so good to be here. And I'm actually really excited to be interviewed because I like talking about the things that make me excited, and costumes and Halloween make me really excited. Okay, so I am a little, I think it was May. I think it was May, and I am embarrassed to say that we actually had already had them planned for several months even before that. So for the past 2 years, my family and I had our Halloween costumes picked the night of Halloween the year before, and the kids have stuck to it. Like, that amazes me that they didn't change their minds. But for 2 years now, they picked their costumes the Halloween night and then stuck with it for the year, and we went with it. So we are. I don't dissuade them because I'm usually pretty excited about our ideas too. And so I, like, when we start talking about it, I get really excited and like I pump them up about it. So they have lots of like positive feelings about that. But there's not, I don't, I'm sorry that I don't have any tips on how to keep them interested in the costume. I have the unicorn. I do. I do. They're so weird. I actually love our process. So we generally first, so just to start off, we thus far have always picked a theme for our costume. So we have a family theme. And our kids are young enough that they go along with the theme. And I know that might change in the future and we'll adapt when the time comes. But for the time being, we've been able to do that. So the way it's worked is we've generally kind of come up with a theme first, and then everyone in the family gets to pick their costume as long as it fits within that theme. Like, for instance, 1 year, I've always really wanted to dress up like the Statue of Liberty. So I convinced everybody to do American icons. And so like our son was Uncle Sam and our daughter was Rosie the Riveter. I was the Statue of Liberty and my husband waffled. He went back and forth and I had lots of ideas of what I wanted him to be. But he ultimately decided, and now I'm forgetting the president's name. So I'm going to Google it really fast. I know. I actually wanted my husband to be Uncle Sam, but he rejected my idea. So I convinced our son to be Uncle Sam. And so, like I said, my husband Sam had a lot of different ideas, and ultimately he decided to be President William Howard Taft, who is famous for getting stuck in the White House bathtub. He is the largest of the US presidents. And so I made this tiny little tub out of like a plastic bin, and we got a big suit coat and stuffed him with pillows and cotton batting and shoved him in. I cut a hole in the bottom of the plastic bin so he could put his legs through it, and he was President Taft. So that's not who I would have picked as an American icon, but it fit within the theme and he was happy. And so that's kind of how we go about it, is as long as your pick falls within whatever our family decides is the theme, I will go with it. I will support you in your decisions and make the costume for you. A couple months, and I mean, not straight. I'm obviously doing other things, but in general, around August or September, I start thinking of like actual patterns I want to alter and collecting supplies, things like that. And then I'm behind this year. I just have to admit that I have maybe one costume done, but we started a podcast. No big deal. though, but now I get to hit it hard with sewing. I work best with a deadline anyway, so I'll get it done. I hope not. Exactly. Yep. Yeah. So like I said, I love group theme costumes. So a lot of the suggestions I came up with work well for groups and themes, but could also work equally as well for just a single costume. I did sew a Hobbs. I'm the one who sent you that pattern that you used to sew your Hobbs. Yes. Yep. Well, I am. I did. There is so much hand sewing. I know if my son ever destroys his Hobbs, I'm not sure I could ever make him one again because it was a lot of work. We should. Outside of sewing Hobbs, yes. Yes, indeed. But Calvin, I know. And like, it is adorable. And I can't believe I hadn't thought of that because my husband loves Calvin and Hobbes, which is why I sewed our son Hobbes. I was actually pregnant with him when I sewed it. He was our first. And so that was kind of like my gift to the baby was this thing that his dad loves. So I might keep this in mind. I might steal your Halloween idea in a future year. You're inspiring me. Little twin Elsas. That would be adorable. And they're Scandinavian, so you know that kind of fits. Oh, that would be so cute. Olaf, Olaf, yes. It's true. I know. I know people are on the edge of their seats. We are. So book characters, and especially I feel like picture books, are such a great source of inspiration because they are such a visual form of media, like movies are. Movies are great for inspiration because you've got the character right there. And books are similar in that way, in that it gives you a starting point with the illustrations. And I'm pretty much focusing on picture books because I love the illustrations and that inspiration that it comes. So that's why they're such a great, sometimes almost untapped source of inspiration. So I am, I forgot where I was going with that. Exactly. There are so many books, so many picture books. And the nice thing about books, and like you were saying, your daughter with Book Character Day at school, I know a lot of schools that do Book Character Days. And so, for instance, last year, my son on his Book Character Day was a dragon. And this came from my first suggestion of places to get inspiration, and that is the book Dragons Love Tacos. And it was written by Adam Rubin, illustrated by Daniel Salmieri, and it is fantastic. There's actually a second one as well. The illustrations are just so delightful, and there are dozens of dragons in these books. And so my son was a dragon for Book Character Day, and he was able to take the book to school with him. And so he could show, you know, look, I'm a dragon, this is a dragon book. And he was really excited about that. The nice thing about dragons and tacos, too, is if you have a cute little duo, one could be a dragon and one could be a taco. I mean, come on. Or even I've seen dogs and cats dressed up as tacos. So could you imagine a little kid dragon walking his taco dog to trick or treats? Like, adorable. Yep. Yeah. It is. Exactly. Yep. Yes. Exactly. Yep. I know. I kind of want to now make a taco costume. So last year, we're talking about books, but that does not mean that I don't love some movies and princesses. So last year, we kind of let our little girl kind of lead last year. She loves Moana and had been asking to be Moana for a while, but we had already had our costume set for the year that she was asking. So we're like, okay, next year. This was one of the times where we planned the year in advance. So we get home from trick-or-treating, and my husband's helping put the kids to bed. I'm getting the baby down. And he comes out with the two older kids, and he's like, okay, we've got next year figured out. And I'm like, okay, it's Halloween night. You do realize this is a year away. And he and the kids told me all about it, and they wanted to be Moana. So our daughter was Moana, and our older son was Pua. He chose that. I want him to be Heihei, but he chose Pua and was very excited about it. Pua's a pig. And then the baby was Heihei, the chicken. I was Moana's mom, and my husband was Sharkhead Maui. So there's a part in the movie where Maui has a shark head, but then his legs are still human. So he was Sharkhead Maui, and it was delightful. I know. You know, personally, I would probably be okay with it. I would love the opportunity to kind of branch out and make another extra costume. But if this is something that your child is excited and passionate about, then you can use it as an opportunity to check out those books. And especially if this is a child who is kind of, what's the word I'm looking for, who struggles reading or isn't as interested in reading as you would want to find those books that interest them. And if that just happens to be a Moana book, then great. This is a book. It's still words. It's still something that you're doing together and reading it together. And while a teacher maybe not won't appreciate that fact, although I think most of them would, you and your child will appreciate that this is something that you decided on together and had this experience with the book. So I think it's more the intent behind it than the actual strictly, is this a book character or a movie character? So I don't think you should feel any guilt at all if you send her in her Elsa costume with an Elsa book. Exactly. Yep. Just can I say most people don't. Like this is I'm the unusual one in this. You are far more typical than I. Costumes that don't take a year to plan and execute? I do. So there is a delightful series of books called Eloise. Well, the main character is called Eloise. The books are called all different things, but they were written by Kay Thompson, illustrated by Hillary Knight. And this is a pretty classic series of books. I don't remember exactly when they were published, but I want to say the 60s. I'm going to Google it and find out. And it's about a little girl named Eloise who lives in the penthouse of the Plaza Hotel in New York City. And she's pretty much, in all of the books, she wears the same cute little outfit. And so she's very recognizable by her outfit. So she's got knee socks, a white blouse, a black skirt, and a red bow, which are all fairly classic children's clothing pieces. And so for somebody looking for just that quick, easy costume with things that they might already have lying around, Eloise is a great option. The 50s. I was close. 50s, 60s. I was. I was thinking that as I was talking about Eloise, that she is pretty girly, that little Eloise. A quick and easy one for a boy. We can just talk about Calvin. How can we tie that in? So Eloise, pretty girly little girl, but we've also already talked about Calvin and Hobbes, which would be a great choice for a little boy. And like you said, that red and black striped shirt, even if you don't have the actual Hobbes stuffed animal, just a stuffed tiger, will make it pretty obvious that you are going for that Calvin and Hobbes look. Yes, also a great option. Yes. I know. You want to have striped shirts on hand. Exactly. All right. Well, this is my dream costume for a child. I have more dream costume ideas for myself, but that's a topic for a different day. So there is a book that I remember growing up and is pretty classic. It's called Put Me in the Zoo, and it was written and illustrated by Robert Lopshire. So this features kind of a special magical creature. He kind of looks like a tiger, cougar, leopard, some sort of big cat. And he wants to live at the zoo, and they kick him out. They say he can't live at the zoo, and he's so sad, and he's trying to make his case for why he should live at the zoo. And these two little kids, he's talking to them, saying, this is why they should put me in the zoo. So he's showing all of his talents and things that he can do, and it's all pretty amazing, and has all these impressive skills. And so every time I read this to my kids, the illustrations, these two kids are so adorable, and their little outfits. Once again, I think it was written 50s, 60s kind of time period. So the little girl has this yellow dress with this circle skirt that just kind of stands out and is ruffled, and it practically just sticks straight out, this cute little white collar. And then her brother is this little blue shorts. I think if I remember right, even knee socks again. It would be so cute. And for anyone who's read the book, would be pretty recognizable. And if you have a third, then you've got your zoo dreaming creature, spotted creature, who could tag along with them.
I
Maybe just a little bit. It's an easy one to dream about. We kind of already have a lot. So, I don't think so. I think we'll share little snippets here and there as we go on. So this is a good chunk. It'll be, yeah. Well, when this airs, I'll have a little less than a week. We've got a party before Halloween that I'm trying to get them ready for. So, I'm willing to share this idea with you. I'm pretty proud of it. So I hope you people appreciate that I'm sharing this with you. So this year, we kind of centered it around our son. So last year, like I said, our daughter wanted to be Moana, and we kind of let her do that, and everybody picked around Moana. Our son, our older son, loves snow leopards, and he had been talking about wanting to be a snow leopard for quite a while, but we had to put him off because we wanted to let our daughter be Moana last year. So we were like, okay, this year you can have it. And we were racking our brains. What theme can we come up with around a snow leopard? It just, nothing obvious was really coming out. And then we had started checking out these books from the libraries that lots of people are familiar with. And the series is Mr. Panda. So there's, I think, 4 books. Please, Mr. Panda. Thank you, Mr. Panda. Good night, Mr. Panda. And I'll wait, Mr. Panda. They were all written and illustrated by Steve Antony, who is fantastic. I love all of his books that I have read so far. And as we were reading these panda books, I know, don't you love them? I love panda too. So Mr. Panda, yes, we love Mr. Panda. So as we were reading them, all of the animals in the Mr. Panda books are black and white. And visually, it's just so appealing. I love it. And so we kind of had this idea, well, let's, you know, snow leopards are pretty black and white. There's some gray mixed in there too. But so we decided to be black and white animals inspired by Mr. Panda. So so like I said, our son is a snow leopard. Our daughter is going to be a black horse. She loves horses. And the baby is going to be a ring-tailed lemur who is featured in the donuts, Please Mr. Panda, the lemurs and Please Mr. Panda. I will be the famous Mr. Panda, and my husband's going to be a penguin. So I know, we're really excited. So, and it's such a wonderful series of books to get excited about because they all teach your kids wonderful concept. I mean, saying please, saying thank you, going to bed and being patient and waiting. I feel like we just need to read these books every day to the kids, especially our almost 4-year-old who needs a little bit of help with almost all of those. Just Just trust me, Dad. Just trust me. This will all make sense. Yep. It will be clear at the end. Oh, that is awesome. About me, I actually do have an Instagram account for my sewing. I'm trying to document my Halloween costume sewing process. So it is, we'll put it on the show notes, but it is Jillybugs Creates on Instagram. So that's probably the best place to find out about me and my Halloween costumes. And all of the books that we talked about, we're going to put links and give you the information of who wrote them and where you can find them. So those are all great places to start. Yeah. Well, so, but this looks like it's going to fit in when I talk about how we choose our theme, because I already talked about how we chose the theme earlier in the. So maybe instead of just like rehashing that, we can just add something to it. So I talk about the theme and how we pick our costumes, and then maybe I can just add like, and the way we do it is a great way to involve all family members, even older kids, because they can, have their free rein within that theme and don't feel like they are being forced into something. Sorry, Lorelai is up here, so I'm just trying to make sure it's quiet before I. So I would say if you don't know where to start, if you haven't started yet, I would say because this is such a visual subject, if there are any of these books that you aren't familiar with and you kind of are having a hard time seeing our vision or seeing what we're talking about, I would say find these books. Just start by reading these books and see how they inspire you. We're going to have on our website all of the books that we've talked about, and we're also going to put in some extra ones that we didn't have time to talk about today. And so it's a great place for you to start if you want to find book character costumes for yourself, for your kids. for anyone who is in your life that needs a little bit of book dressing up in their life. I hate Pinterest with the passion of 10,000 burning suns. I am putting aside my struggles with Facebook and Instagram for the good of the podcast, but I don't think I can put aside my hatred of Twitter or Pinterest. I just don't think I can do it. This will not be on the podcast because there are people out there who love Pinterest, but yeah. If Pinterest worked the way that it was intended to, I think it would be a great platform for something like this. But because it has turned into just this mess of intertwined links, you can never find original links for anything. And it's just the worst executed good idea. Okay, can you pause for just a second? I just need to go turn the movie back on. Okay, I'm back. Yep. Okay. I agree. It is becoming more and more widespread and popular. And so this isn't something that's going away, finding characters in books to dress up as. And I think it is a great thing and a great way to inspire kids to think about the books that they're reading in a new way. Perfect. We did it.